greetings, everybody. Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight, right here around the world on WWRB 3.185, coming to you live and direct tonight from the Kingsgate Inn property. We've been doing the broadcast all week from here. We are getting close to the target date for the Tabernacles. Man, I tell you, time flies when you're having fun. We've got some people already coming in to start sharing and helping. You know, it's sort of a working relationship here. We got in late to develop the property and to get it ready. We've done so much, and I'm so thankful for everybody to come and lent a hand, a helping hand, if you will. And, you know, where one can't get the job done, several can. We've got our brothers gathering stones, and the Bible said there's a time to gather stones. Well, that time has come. We're going to build this week an altar, an old-fashioned gospel altar, biblical. We ain't talking about something that the world has conceived and made a tradition. We're talking about biblically inspired word altars brought to you courtesy of the gospel. You know, it's so sad when the world doesn't want Yahweh's way. It's old fashioned, out of date. They want the world's way. And if they desire the world, the Bible, you know, it says that they will love the world. And the Bible says that they that love the world, the love of the Father is not in them. And so then, we're going to get into our message. We're going to continue our message tonight. And the entitlement of the message is Ears to Hear. We've done the third of a series this week on Ears to Hear. And we want you to hear what the Bible says. Tonight we're going into Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 15, to see what the Bible says about the way of shame. Did you know that shame and guilt and condemnation are all very similar in that they all have to do with missing the mark? Now, sin is the missing of the mark. And so then, shame and guilt and condemnation in different degrees and duration and scope and magnitude, shame is an intense feeling of anguish that makes you wish you could evaporate, disappear. Extreme humiliation and remorse. Despairing of life from abject embarrassment. Guilt is realizing that you've done wrong. Usually for some, particular sin. Condemnation is being sentenced or convicted for doing wrong. Now, with these three aspects of shame, guilt, and condemnation, the book of Jeremiah says, were they ashamed because of the abominations that they have done? They were not even ashamed at all. They did not even know how to blush. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to take this word. Remember now, we were back in the garden last night, and I like to go back to the garden to pick up the word blush. Where does it come from? Who has this unique ability? Did you know that the Bible says that there is a special people, a special family in the earth, and they have a unique character or characterization about them, and one of these is they know how to blush. Now, what it seems like here in Jeremiah 6:15, that they were not ashamed because of their abomination that they had done. They were not even ashamed at all. They did not even know how to blush. Now, what does that mean? You know, I was thinking about that today, meditating on, they did not even know how to blush. Do you mean that you have to learn how to blush? That's an interesting question, isn't it? If they didn't know how to blush, was it because that they were not blushable? The evidence is that they had forgotten Yahweh's ways. Their heart had waxed, it had become so grossly mismanaged with their feelings that their heart was seared with a hot iron. Now, if you sear something, that means that you lock in the abilities to have an expression. They did not even know how to blush. Did you know America today has got people that know not how to blush? There is no sin. There is no condemnation. There's no shame or intense feeling of anguish that makes them sorry to the point of blushing. There is no extreme humiliation and remorse, because people have lost the abject art of blushing. That means their conscience is seared. That means that the word has lost its power to penetrate, to bring about the ability to blush. Now, if there is one people in the earth that know how to blush, what people is it that can blush? Well, ladies and gentlemen, what would be the advantage of having the ability but having no shame? Shame is deeper than guilt. It's not based on having done something wrong so much as a soul ache of being wrong at the core. Something that is bothering you. It could be that guilt is by association. By joining them or joining yourself to them that have no ability to blush at all and therefore are not condemned. They have no condemnation. They have no guilt. They have no shame. They have no intense feeling of anguish. And so then, as the old saying goes, if you run with the dogs, you'll come up with the fleas. And America has a bad case of fleas fleeing from the truth, fleeing from righteousness, fleeing with the ability to blush, having shame, knowing the piercing thought of condemnation, reality of judgment, mentally apprehended from the source of condemnation. In other words, the scriptures would condemn the people who live unrighteous. And yet today, are people ashamed of the way they live? Do they blush? And the obvious answer is no. Will people feel ashamed because they don't come to the Feast of Tabernacles and worship Yahweh in spirit and truth? And the answer, again, would be probably not. Their favorite TV programs will keep them entertained. Their favorite basketball gangs will keep them idly worshiping the idols. Ladies and gentlemen, there's no shame, no guilt, no condemnation, no intense feeling of anguish, because they're going to miss Tabernacles. Ladies and gentlemen, I am going to assure you that wake from this drunken fit that you're in. Bring your conscience that's seared with a hot iron back to reality. Do the word test. Do you love Yahweh with all of your heart? Are you willing to sacrifice your time, your energies? Are you willing to drive hundreds of miles to participate? Like some of the brethren that come in here today, they've driven hundreds of miles. They could be doing other things. But they won't, for the sake of blushing, still having the ability. If you have the ability, what I'm talking about, if you have the ability tonight to be put to shame, to seek, to strive, to follow after holiness, without which no man shall see God. Enduring the afflictions, counting the cost of shame, scorn. You know, most people would laugh if they came to the festival and saw a few people here camping, praising in an old-fashioned tent, calling it the Tabernacles, when the World Series is being played. Pastor Buddy, are you beside yourself? Are you out of your mind? You want me to come and sleep in an old, cold, set-apart tent just to appease you? We've got the World Series playoffs. We've got the National Football League. We've got to watch our favorite team, our favorite game. We've got the racetracks. We've got too much to do. We failed to blush, but that's okay. That just means that we're like the rest of the world. Don't be different. You people are trying to be different. What is that I saw on the highway today? You know, I got out real early this morning and we had some signs printed up. Yahweh's Feast of Tabernacle, with an arrow pointing toward the King's Gate Inn. As you come off the major thoroughfare of I-75, north or south, you will see our little humble sign, Yahweh. Oh, what joy. I didn't blush when I put up that sign. Most people would. Most people don't even know what the word Yahweh means. They're so unblushable. They're so unashamed to deny Yahweh. I mean, that is something that brings up trouble. Oh, you're just bringing that name up to be different. I love Jesus' name. I'm sticking with what brought me to the dance. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you, the party's about to begin, and the music's about to be played, but there ain't going to be no party. It's going to be anguish, condemnation, guilt, sin, shame, humiliation, remorse, despairing of life, and abject embarrassment coming down upon them that do not love Yahweh, that fail to take heed to worship Him in spirit and truth, too sorry and too low down and too preoccupied to to blush and serve Yahweh. Oh, there's a special people. I'm hunting for a special people tonight. I'm looking for a people that can blush. I'm looking for a people that can feel shame of failing Him every day of their life, coming short, and feeling remorse, feeling anguish, feeling humiliation, feeling despairing for failing, feeling guilt for coming short, being convicted before coming up short. Shame, shame, shame. The ability to blush has left the people of America and the world in general. They no longer remember Yahweh's tabernacle festival commandments. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 5, I say this to put you to shame. Paul chastised the Israelite who could still blush. Tonight, Pastor Buddy is bringing the gospel of shame and condemnation and guilt upon those that can still blush. Can you blush tonight? Do you feel sorry? Do you feel shame that you're not coming to the feast of the tabernacle? Could be your last. Oh, you can't scare me, Pastor Buddy. Wake from a drunken fit. Live righteous. Cease from sin. For some have no knowledge of God, and I speak this in order to promote or to provoke your shame. Ezekiel 16:63. I want you to remember and be ashamed, O Jacob. You have failed me, O Jacob. You have cast my laws to the side. You've went a whoring after Baal and the prophets of Baal who have taught you to lose your ability to blush. Now, it's all psychological. All of it is pretense under a routine of tradition. Nobody today across America tonight is preparing to get ready for the Feast of Tabernacles. It takes work. It takes people that are pressing toward the mark. It takes people that are moving in the direction of holiness, without which no man shall see Yahweh. Let's put on the whole armor. Let's praise Him from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Let's lift up a standard and be ashamed for our shortcomings. Shame on you for not coming to the festival. Shame on you for not making plans to take out of your busy life and set aside a little time for Yahweh, to learn His ways, to teach it to your children, to bring them up in the way that they should go. The shame of all of those who have failed Yahweh. Are you one of them? Do you have the ability to blush yet? Have you lost your ability? There's one thing that will promote the losing of your ability to blush or to feel remorse or to feel guilt or shame or condemnation. And what is that? That your heart would be set aside and you would wax cold and you would be indifferent and set aside your feelings for Yahweh in favor of hearing them say, oh, you're okay. I'm okay. You don't have to go to that old silly tabernacle, the festival. You don't have to spend your money over there. You'd be better off to spend it at the ball game, at the racetrack, at the Hollywood is making all of these wonderful movies with all of these beautiful people and all of these people that have only on their mind to eat, drink, and be merry, and nobody is feeling sorry for Yahweh, who sits and waits. And all day long, the Bible says, he stretches forth his hand and says to a gainsaying and a disobedient people, I would, but you would not. I called, but you did not answer me. I sought you, but you were hid in the world. And the Bible commands you to come out of the world and be not partakers of her evil deeds, lest you receive of her plagues. There is joy and peace and holiness, and Yahweh will bless you going in and bless you coming out. He will heal you when you're sick and you're weary and you're on your last leg. Listen to Yahweh. Trust in him. Be loved by loving Yahweh. I love them that love me. I will hide myself from them that will forget me and forget their ability to blush. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a special people in the earth. There is a peculiar people in the earth. They have this unique ability to blush. That means feeling embarrassed. You know, I'm embarrassed for my family, Jacob Israel. Those of those who have the ability to blush. Those that turn red with passion. Glory to Yahweh. Hallelujah. There's still a good bit of truth in the land. Yahweh's not going to let down his children. He's not going to turn his back on them that sought him. The Bible says they're going to find him. Psalm 69, verses 5. O Yahweh, you know my foolishness. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to return to Yahweh. It's time to return and to confess your sins, because they're not hidden from Yahweh. Because for your sake I have borne reproach. Shame and embarrassment has caused me to just blush. Ladies and gentlemen, do you have the ability to blush? Have you ever been embarrassed about your shortcomings? Do you feel guilt and condemnation for not making plans to come to the festival? Well, if you do, then that means that there's hope for you. If you didn't, you have seared your heart with like a hot iron. You have no ability to express. You know, one of my brothers came in today, and one of my sisters, and your heart just loads up with love, and you feel it down in the bottom of your very being, and it causes you with passion to blush with joy and peace and contentment, because you are in your spiritual environment doing what you love to do. I'm doing tonight what I love to do. I work for him every day. I prepare a place for him as he prepared a place for me. I'm going to put my house in order. I am going to hear what David said. As for me and my house, we're going to serve Yahweh. You know, ladies and gentlemen, the devil is a tormentor. He's a liar. He's a perverter. He wants you to spend your money and your time and your energies for the world and the devil to justify to going to church on Saturday, where you falsely proclaim that that's the Sabbath. That's not the Sabbath day. That's Saturnalia day. You're part of the clan of deceived and being deceived. And you lend your support, you lend your energies to this great lie, and you have no ability to blush for your effort. If a person person cannot blush and feel remorse, feel condemnation, feel guilt, and feel shame for the lies that they tell. The Bible said, repent quickly, or I'll come and remove your candlestick. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot of candlesticks being taken down from the mantles of life. You know why? Because they've lost their ability to feel condemnation, to feel guilt, to feel shame. You need to return to Yahweh with your whole heart. You can still make it, even if you live in, let's say you live up in Michigan. You live up in Ohio. You could probably live up in Canada and still make it to starting time tomorrow night here at the King's Gate Inn. We're going to, ready or not, yeah, the grounds are not ready completely. Yes, there's work still going on. And yes, there is a lot to do with a few to do it in. However, the job is getting done. Pressing toward the mark and the high calling which is in Yahweh. David said, I have decided to serve Yahweh with my whole heart, my whole mind, and my whole soul. The reasonable asking of Yahweh. Mark 12:29, Hear, O Israel, Yahweh is one. Love Him with all of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your strength. Well, all of my strength today has been put into Yahweh. I hope your strength has been purposed with blushing. I blush for my brothers. I try to make excuses for them when they won't come to the festivals. But the day of excuses is past. The day is far spent, and night is at hand. This could be your last chance to make it to Tabernacles. What's going to happen to you if he finds you eating and drinking with excessive drunkenness on false doctrine like Saturday Sabbath? That's false doctrine, like the Sunday doctrine, the sun god worship, the Saturnalia, Saturn worship. Ladies and gentlemen, the devil has convinced the people that Saturday was the Sabbath back years and years and years and years and years and thousands of years ago, that Saturday was the seventh day. That's the biggest lie that the devil ever told, and yet people believe it. And the Bible says there is a way that seems like they don't even blush when they get up and preach these lies. Even when they're challenged to put up, they will not walk in. They keep on dancing and bowing to Baal, the god of fortune, the god, the same god that brought Saturnalia, or the planet Saturn worship, in vogue. And today it remains in vogue as they created a calendar, hung it on your wall, and said Saturday was the Sabbath. Shame, shame, shame. Ladies and gentlemen, it ought not to be. It wouldn't be. Listen to this one now. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2. For he himself endured. Now, I want to ask you a question. What is enduring? That means that you drive the extra mile of the way. That means that you make an effort to put on the whole armor, to put on the light. Don't you know that your brothers and sisters stand in the gap and make up the hedge? Don't you know that they blush because you don't come? Don't you know that they feel guilt and shame and despair when you don't show up? Ladies and gentlemen, Yahweh's counting on you. Go and I'll go with you. The Bible says that they who have the opportunity painful experience, and it would have been better for them not to have known the way. You see, when you blush about it, when you feel condemned about it, when you hear the gospel preached, and it pricks you, and he said, well, I guess maybe I ought to went on over there, and so he shut up about it. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to shut up until Yahweh comes. And you shouldn't either. You should be on the job. You should press toward the mark. You should stand in the gap and make up the hedge. And here at the King's Gate Inn, we have room for you. There was no room in the inn for him. The world sent away with him. Now today, the devil's encouraging you to keep Thanksgiving. Now, yeah, go and see Mom and take us a turkey. And we'll let Mom bake us a turkey dinner on Thanksgiving. And that's being thankful. Now, that's all you need to do, Pastor Buddy. You don't have to go back on the book of Leviticus chapter 23 and read it verse for verse and keep it like it said. We don't do that no more. This is a new day, Pastor Buddy. We quit blushing about them things. We've quit feeling remorse about them things. We've quit feeling shame and despair about those things. It's self-evident today that the people of the world don't have to do those things. And so, why bother? Well, ladies and gentlemen, if he's ashamed, I'm ashamed. If he is in sorrow, I'm in sorrow. If he is crying and reaching for you all day long, you know what it says in the Bible? Can you grasp what I'm telling you about this statement that I'm about to make? For a peculiar people that can blush, for a people that are special, for a people that were chosen to serve him, here's what he said. O Israel, you backsliding, whore-hopping people, all day long I have stretched forth my hands unto a gainsaying and a disobedient people. You are slow to do good and quick to do evil. Are you in that category tonight? Does it bother your conscience that you're not coming to the tabernacles? Did something come up to deter you? The Bible says, I am persuaded that nothing shall separate me from the love of Yahweh. I am persuaded that neither depth nor height. I am persuaded that the journey will not be too far. I am persuaded that the lack of finances will not keep me from serving Yahweh. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a faith walk. And faith without it, it's impossible to please Yahweh. Now listen to what the prophet Joel said in chapter 2, and this is the same chapter now, where he said that the great notable day when the sun will not shine, when the moon will turn to blood, when the end shall come, and you will stand and give an account for every idle word. And do you think you're going to be embarrassed? You think you're going to blush on that day? Listen to this. Then will you know, Israel, that I, Yahweh, am in Israel, and that I have chosen you, and that I am Yahweh, your God, and that there is no other, and never again will my people who trust me be ashamed. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not ashamed tonight, because I'm trusting him in tabernacles one more time. Kept sober. Plan to keep several more, if it be his will. If not, his will still be done, because there'll still be men and women carrying on the battle. And let it be said tonight, ladies and gentlemen, that the eye hath not seen, the ear hath not heard, and neither hath it entered into the heart of man what Yahweh has laid up for them that love and serve Him. I'm ashamed of them that won't serve Him. I'm ashamed of my brothers and sisters that I know tonight that are too hungry and sorry and low down that they'll sit and let this opportunity go by. They'll make up some kind of foolish, ungodly excuse for not gathering. Oh, it's too hot. Oh, it's too cold. Oh, it's too far. Oh, it's too close. Oh, so-and-so's there. Oh, so-and-so's not there. Ladies and gentlemen, you know the only reason that you're not there, it's not somebody else, it's you. The reason is in you. As for me and my house, David said, and they assume I'm talking about a man. I ain't talking about a so-called. Most of these men that I know that ain't coming to the festival are wimps. Their women tell them what to do. Their children tell them what to do. They do not stand on their own feet and make their own decisions and suffer the consequences. David said, as for me and my house. Now, what if this house wouldn't go with him? David was tried. He saw his own wife raped right in front of his eyes. And he turned and walked away and fell in love with a beautiful woman. Ladies and gentlemen, when all else fails, let it be known that Yahweh will provide. Don't worry about a ungodly woman that will not serve Yahweh. Cast her out. It'd be better for you to dwell on a housetop than in a house with a brawling, rebellious, and a contentious wife. Listen, we're not going there. We're going to Wally World today. Make your plan, sister, because hell is only half full of people like you, or you will join those that have forgotten him, where all people that do forget him will eventually wind up in hell, lifting up their eyes, desiring to have one more chance to make it right. Your chance is slowly evaporating tonight. We're going to begin tomorrow night. We're going to begin the Feast of Tabernacles tomorrow night at sundown. We just worked all day here, and we've had a wonderful time. Some of the brothers and sisters have come in. We've just been blessed abundantly. We've got crews here working in the house. We've got crews outside working in the fields, and we've got brethren that came and put up the tent. It's already up. We've got brothers and sisters that donated their automobiles and their trucks and their equipment and things of this nature to get the job done. It is so wonderful to have the joy of the love of faith brothers and sisters. I just love to be around faith people. I love to be around positive people that speak the word and stand on it, regardless of what the devil said. He's nothing but a lie. Never will be anything other than a liar because he was born a liar. He was born to be a murderer. And the Bible said, you shall know a tree by its fruit. They have no blushing ability. You think the devil and his seed and his offspring can blush? About what? They have no remorse. They have no remission. If they had remission, just like Judas, he was a devil from the very beginning. You think he blushed? He was a thief. And when it was attempted in his heart to betray the greatest man in the universe, the greatest man, the Bible said he took the chance and betrayed him into the hands of the people that had the power to execute him, to kill him. And this is the man that blushed for you. This is the man that hurt for you. Oh, he was humiliated. He hung out there, and they treated him worse than you would treat a dog. But ladies and gentlemen, he's not coming back on a little donkey. He's not coming back next time to be kicked around by the wicked, evil seed of Cain and those who have been deceived by the serpent seed. You better start blushing. You better start repenting. Get your heart right. You better come to the Festival of Tabernacles. You better put in some time that you can save some time from going somewhere to spend eternity. A lot of men and women today around the nation will miss this opportunity. I'm just thankful to say, as for me and my house, we will serve Yahweh. It's a joy to know that there's men and women that have took up the cross to follow him to Route 68 in Sweetwater, Tennessee. Oh yeah, they come. They're tired. They drove all night last night and all day today, and some of them have just gotten here. That's dedication. That's sacrifice. That's commitment. You know why? Because they have a heart to blush. They have a heart and conscience to know that if they don't serve him here, they won't serve him there. If they don't love him here, they won't love him there. You know, people get this end time deathbed religion. Or they get real, real religious when they get ready to die. That won't help you none, ladies and gentlemen. Yahweh knows what you've done for him. He also knows what you've done against him. And the Bible said every idle word that you speak, trust in this and know, lean not to your understanding, for whatever a man soweth in this life will reap it in the next. Man, I can't wait for Tabernacles. I'm going to an eternal tent. What a joy unspeakable, and every day is going to be paradise. King's Gate End everywhere to those who have served him. Those that have laid up their treasures where the thief don't break it. I'm not worried about the devil stealing what I left at home. I am at home, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not worried about what the ball score is. I know what the score is. It's zero for the devil and a home run for Yahweh. I know the world loves its own. I know that they're cheering on their favorite ball teams. I know that they can't get away from their televisions long enough to get their mind on Yahweh. Out here in the fields of praising him, out here in the woods building tents and gathering stones off the riverbanks. We've got men and women that'll even go out and hunt on the riverbanks just for precious stones that they could lay in a Gilgal circle, so that they could be honored and adorned and decorated in Yahweh's favorite tribal colors. And you say, oh, that's not biblical, Pastor Buddy. I dare you, if you've got enough of the blushing ability to take this challenge. Go to the 27th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy and see if they didn't gather stones and put them in a circle and write on them. Ladies and gentlemen, in Los Lumas, New Mexico, there is a stone laying out there that was described in Deuteronomy 27. They wrote the book on this huge boulder, and they plastered it, and they inscribed on it in Paleo, ancient Paleo Hebrew. There happens to be one. I got there. I do not know who wrote on it. I do not know. I do know it's Paleo Hebrew. All of the Paleo Hebrew experts know it, that the Ten Commandments, I blush because people don't know about it. Oh, they know about the latest ball score. They know where Arrowhead Stadium is in Kansas City, Missouri. Or they know where the Giants Stadium is in New Jersey. They know where their favorite idols and teams play. They buy all of their gear. If you want my gear, then come here and be geared to Yahweh. Trust in Him for deliverance, because in the day of the great tabernacles, when He comes to tabernacle with His people, I want to be counted in that number when the saints go marching in. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll leave you with this reminder tonight. Isaiah chapter 66 is a favorite quote of mine, verses 22, 23, and 24. Notice this. Notice he said, from one new moon to the next. Well, ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow night we're coming into a full moon. I'm convicted with shame and humility just to start the Feast of Tabernacles. I am so thankful that I made the decision to come. I'll never regret it in this world, the world to come. I love you tonight, and I praise Yahweh for you, because the truth is forever settled. Nothing can be added to it, and certainly nothing can take it away. Now, let me quickly go back and tell you again that we have changed our address and our telephone number. Ladies and gentlemen, if you've been used to calling Pastor Buddy at 626-2172, that's the area code 423, if you have 423-626-2172, if you have that telephone number, that number will no longer work for you after the 27th of this month. Now, the 27th is coming up real quick, so you want to use that number. This is the number that you want to call. Call 423-259-0606. Again, now, the telephone number. This is the only one we've got here at this time. This is a cell phone number, my personal cell phone number, that if you'd like to contact Pastor Buddy, you can call me at area code 423-259-0606. If you'd like to write me, we have a new address. The address at Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, 37824, will no longer, as of the 27th of this month. Now, you can, if you've got something in the mail and you send it there, it will get to me. But this is the new Post Office Box number. Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call. Please write it down. Post Office Box 568. 568 Sweetwater, Tennessee 37874. Now again, that's Pastor Buddy, the Shepherd's Call, if you'd like to put that there. Just Pastor Buddy or Eugene at Post Office Box 568, Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. That will be our new mailing address. Permanent. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a permanent address for you to call us here at Sweetwater, Tennessee. You can write here at Sweetwater, Tennessee, and we are beginning our festival. You can come to Sweetwater, Tennessee. We extend to you a cordial invitation to come to Sweetwater at the King's Gate Inn. There are only going to be a few here. The Bible said straight is the way, and there is a gate, and a few there be that find their way to the King's Gate. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we don't expect a big crowd, and if there is a big crowd, you know that you're at the wrong place. If there's a few that find it, you know that you got the right place. And that's why that we know that we pass from death unto life, because it means so much that we have the ability to blush and to look up and say, Yahweh, your people who are called by your name are the fewest people upon the earth. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a simple conclusion. Hear Yahweh's word and his commandments and keep them. This is the whole beauty of man. Don't get hoodwinked into Saturday Sabbath. That's a lie of the devil. Don't get hoodwinked into Sunday Sabbath. That's a world pagan invention of the devil. Don't be hoodwinked with these various teachings that cannot be substantiated. We give anybody $10,000 to prove a Sabbath other than 8, 15, 22, or 29. And we make you a promise, as it's recorded in Isaiah 66, verse 24. For those who not keep his new moons and his Sabbaths, based upon the principle of Ezekiel 46 and 1, here is your reward. You shall, as a righteous one, go forth and look upon the carcasses of those who have failed for their disobedience, because they fail to keep his Sabbath and his new moons. Now, you may not want to do it down here, but you'll never have the opportunity to do it up there if you don't. If you keep them here, you'll keep them there. If you won't keep them here, you won't keep them there, because your carcass is going to fall, and my feet, along with the righteous of the others, will walk on your bones, and will crush it into fertilizer, and you'll be growing the beautiful flowers that will spring up eternally around the righteous feet. And how beautiful they are when you see the joy on the mountains of glory where Yahweh has prepared this eternal tabernacle festival. Odell, they'll be praying, singing, shouting. There'll be eternal music. Choirs will be singing in the heavens. There'll be eternal happiness, everlasting joy. And then we will go forth and look upon the worms and the carcasses of those who fail to take a little time out to brush about their sins and repent and return to Yahweh. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you've got our message tonight. Tonight, Wednesday night, we'll be off tomorrow night. Remember now, we're starting our festival. You've got time to make it. All you've got to do is come, if you're in the north, come south. And when you get to Interstate 75, that's the best way to come. You can come in on 81 East. You can come in on 65 from the west, or you could come down 40. You could come down 26 if you're on the coast, over on the South Carolina side of the equation, or you could use any varying road to come to the south of I-75, coming south from the north, south down to exit 60. You would get off of exit 60. You will see the sign, Yahweh's Feast of Tabernacles, with an arrow pointing north on 68. Take north 68, 4.5 miles. You'll see a sign past a church on the left named Beulah Chapel Church. You will turn 200 feet north of that, just below Beulah Chapel Church, take a left. You'll see a sign that says, Yahweh's Feast of Tabernacles. Turn left, go down a half a mile, and you are at the King's Gate Inn. Very easy to find. If you're coming from the south and you're going north, you would exit off to the right on the Interstate 75. You would exit on to 68 left, 1.5 mile, and follow direction. We'll see you tomorrow night, ladies and gentlemen. Yahweh bless you. That'll be Friday instead of tomorrow night. We're off tomorrow night, beginning the Festival of Tabernacles. We'll probably have a praise worship with all the brothers and sisters that's going to be in here, and we'll let them testify for you and have a good praise service. We'll see you Friday night. Yahweh bless you, and don't forget to come to Tabernacles. We're expecting you if you can bless you.